Greetings, everyone. I'm Valerie Green, and this is Harpistry, an hour of harp-centric world music. This week, shining the spotlight on the Eastern European cimbalum. This is a forebear of what we know in the West as the hammered dulcimer, but with a difference. While the hammered dulcimer is small and relatively easily transportable, the concert cimbalum is large by comparison, and it's built into a cabinet that somewhat resembles a small piano, complete with a damper pedal. The strings are arranged in groups of three and four and are played with striking the strings with small hammers. You don't have to imagine what a cimbalum looks like. You'll have the chance to actually see one being played on Tuesday night. Cimbalum master from Hungary, Kalman Balo, with his Gypsy Cimbalum Band will be performing Tuesday night at 7:30 at the Hamilton Hall Auditorium on the UL campus. To give you a taste of what you'll hear that night performance, this is Kalman Balo from his recording Live in Germany. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
From Hungary, that was cimbalom master Kalman Balo and the Gypsy Cimbalom Band from their CD Aroma, with a piece entitled Que Sere Des Cave. Before that, from their Live in Germany disc, we heard two pieces, My Idols and The Rousing, Bulgarian Gypsy Horo 2. Again, Kalman Balo will be performing live on Tuesday evening at 7:30. At Hamilton Hall Auditorium here on the UL Lafayette campus. It's located at 611 McKinley Street here in Lafayette. A small admission fee is charged for the public, but UL faculty and students are admitted free of charge with ID. Continuing with the Eastern European music tradition incorporating the cimbalom, this is the group Magos, who made an appearance here in Lafayette several years ago. From Hungary, that was the group Megos with Tomas and Yedi on the cimbalom. The two tunes we heard were couple dance tunes from Transylvania, followed by Under the Hills of Sitar. Accompanied on the zither and hammered dulcimer by Dorothy Carter, these are Medieval Babes from their disc The Rose.
I saw
On the hammer dulcimer, that was Maggie Sansone from her recording Mystic Dance. Those two medieval tunes were Maytime and Douce Dame Jolie. Before that, two numbers from Medieval Babes. Their disc is The Rose. We began with Glass Window, followed by Blow Northern Wind, something we've been experiencing here the past few months with a vengeance.
Thank you.
From Scotland, that was Katrina Mackay on harp and Chris Stout on Shetland fiddle. From their recording White Nights, we heard Roddy Sinclair and Isvlak. Before that, Maggie Sansone from her disc Mystic Dance, we heard a set of Celtic tunes, The Southwest Reel, Hunter's Purse, and Ostler's Holt. You've been listening to Harpistry, which was produced in KRVS's Cypress Lake Studios on the campus of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. I'm Valerie Green. Until next time, thank you for joining me on Harpistry.
Massenet's opera Cendrillon appeared in 1899, and with apologies to Rossini, it may be the finest operatic representation of the classic fairy tale Cinderella. It's an elegant opera, boasting one of Massenet's most appealing scores. I'm Lisa Simeoni. Join me for Cendrillon from Barcelona next time on World of Opera.
Monday night at 7 on KRVS.
This is Cody Hiltz. Join Danny and I for Japan Jukebox, an hour of Japanese music, coming up this Monday night at 11 here on KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles.
This is KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles, your source for NPR news, great local programming, and music from around the world.